In a world where you need English to survive, one man has 1 hour to teach you English in a fun, practical, informative way. Do you have what it takes? Alberto Alonso in the show with no name. That's right, the Nameless Show on Vaughan Radio. Are you ready? Let's begin. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome one, welcome all to the show with no name on Vaughan Radio. And you're here with your DJ for today, your host with the most, your giddy with the Spanish name, Alberto Alonso. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the nonstop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Nacho, tell them what it's called.
The show with no name.
Yeehaw, that's right, it's the show with no name, and it's Tuesday, not Tuesday. It's never Tuesday, not in English at least. It's Tuesday. So welcome aboard, and we have got a great show for you today. It's the show with no name 2.0, so you get 2 hours, and it's awesome. Now I think back, and I'm like, how did I do this show in 1 hour? I must have been on fast forward. Like, it was pretty difficult. But now, I mean, yeah, it's still fast paced. El pace es ritmo, no? So it's fast paced. But I can also take my time and explain something tranquilamente, as you say here in Spanish. So, all right. Well, great, great show on the in the pipeline. Por venir. In the pipeline. Ya estamos con Totally Native. Suéltame uno ahí, Nacho.
Totally Native.
¿Y cómo te llamabas tú también? Es que no me acuerdo
Nacho
tampoco.
Nacho Macho Man.
No me pusiste la larga porque lo vamos a poner ahora y lo vamos a cantar. Okay, well, this is how we're going to warm up. Esto es como vamos a calentar. I want my guests here. I'm two lovely ladies. What's going on? Es el Axe Effect, me parece. Es el desodorante que uso. All right, well, ladies, can you help me with that? Can we do a Nacho, Nacho Man? Can we do it?
Yes.
I don't know if I like that energy. Can we do it?
Yes.
Okay, that's better. All right, here we go. What's his name?
Nacho Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
There it is, Nacho. Now, you have women singing to you every day. What's your secret? ¿Cuál es tu secreto? I mean, maybe it's because he's an Atleti fan. They feel sorry for him. No, es broma. All right. Well, as I said again, we've got a great show. Now, speaking of singing, if you guys are ready to rock, which I know most of you are, and you live here in Madrid, or close enough, well, Thursday night, that's this Thursday, the 24th, I will be performing with Greenwich Village at Sala Galileo Galilea, legendary place here in Madrid. And I performed with them last year. They do an annual or yearly. Hay dos formas de decir aquí, anual. So we can say yearly or annual. And they do a yearly concert where they just do tributes to all the best rock and roll songs. I'm talking about Sweet Home Alabama. I'm talking about Brown Eyed Girl. La que voy a cantar yo, Brown Eyed Girl. Yeah, we used to sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. You know why I chose that song? I chose that song so the audience sings with me. Just in case my voice doesn't work, you guys will make me sound good. But that is this Thursday, and I know tons of people. Jim Trainor will be there, as well as Drew Crosby and a lot of other friends. And it's going to be a great time. Now, they have all different special guests. They have some guests from The Secrets, Los Secretos, Radio Futura, all different. So it's basically a big get-together, si queremos decir, of all different musicians celebrating classic rock. And I was invited to sing again with them. So that is this Thursday, the 24th. It's at Galileo Galilei. That's Calle Galileo 100. And come hang out with us. Yeah, why not?
Oh my God.
Now, I'm going to give you a little recommendation, though. I know that tickets are going fast. I just talked to the promoter earlier, and she says there aren't many tickets left. I know myself, I come with an entourage. Yo voy con 30 personas. So it's true. It's true. Y el año pasado les colé en el VIP a todos. So, but I don't, este año me están vigilando un poco más porque se me va. But if you guys want to come, it's very simple. Send an email to Son Marti Cardenal. Son, todo junto, eh? Son Marti Cardenal @hotmail. And she can let you know what to do for a ticket. Or you can head over to Galileo Galilei to the box office today at some point or tomorrow. But I have a feeling, and this is not just a feeling that I have, but many people have told me, that if you wait, if you hesitate, you're not going to get a ticket. So, yeah, that's the problem right there. So we really need you. If you're really interested in coming, make a move. Do it and come hang out with us. It's going to be a blast. Lo vamos a pasar pipa. All right, well, what else? Nacho in the house over here. Have we got anything? Oh, this weekend. Nice festival going on here in Madrid for all you rockers out there. The Sonosphere Festival, Metallica, Soundgarden, different groups will be playing here. I believe it's in Getafe. Es en Getafe, ¿no? The Sonosphere Fest. No sé. Tengo entrada, pero no sé dónde está. Ya me llevarán. My friends will me dirán, a esta hora quedamos aquí y yo estaré ahí. But, yeah, disaster. Disaster. I know it. All right, well, what else? Well, let me introduce my guests over here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, some know her. Now, she's not the queen of all media, but some know her as the queen of the T-Force. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chelo!
Hello.
Now, how are you, Chelo?
Fine, I'm fine.
Yeah. How are things? Are you enjoying this weather? It's hot, it's cold, it can't decide.
I prefer cold weather.
Do you? Okay,
yes.
All right.
I don't like summer.
You don't? Yeah, summer can be a little bit annoying, no? Like in New York, for example, it's so humid that you take a shower and you're sweating instantly after you get out of the shower. You're like, okay, I don't know why I took a shower. Because I'm just sweating. Like, you know, I'm wet. Like, you dry yourself with a towel and you're wet again. But this time it's sweat. But it doesn't get very humid here in Madrid, does it?
No.
What about in the north of Spain? Does it get humid in the summer? I'm sure because it's a rainy.
Not really, because it's not very hot.
Okay, it doesn't get as
hot.
But
in Barcelona, for instance, it's quite humid.
Yeah, it is humid, sure.
Because of this, the Mediterranean Sea.
Absolutely, absolutely.
In the north is Cantabrico, so it's...
It's a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
There's a nice breeze. And I'm sure the trees, it's very green up there. So I'm sure that cools things down a bit, too.
It is humid, but not that much.
All right. It's not as bad as New York City. And I'm telling you, if you guys have been in New York in the summer, or in the heat of the summer, or in the dead of winter, como decimos, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll be like, wow, this is cold. And it's that cold that gets in your bones.
I was in New York for Christmas, so it was very, very cold.
Yeah, well, no, that's the thing. And then, you know, we have cold waves, right? And heat waves. And they mentioned what they said, cold fronts. Una frente. So we have cold fronts, heat waves, and they can last for like a week. You know, you could be like for 1 week just with astronomical temperatures on the... Now, ¿cómo decimos grados?
Degrees?
Dale un totally native,
totally
por favor.
Native.
Yeah, we don't say grades. Now, ¿y centígrados? How do we say?
Centigrades?
We say Celsius. Celsius. Yeah, Celsius is the word. Celsius. So, but in the United States, we don't use that very much anyway because we use Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit,
that's right. Now, I learned a little trick. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but if you ever want to know what the temperature is from Celsius to Fahrenheit, what you do is you take Celsius and you double it. So today, what's the temperature like today out there?
I think it's 11.
Okay, double it.
22.
Muy bien, porque allí hasta allí. And add 32.
54.
So it's about 54 degrees Fahrenheit. So you double it and you add 32. Of course, this is a rough approximation. But, hey, I need to do it. Yo tengo que hacerlo todavía. Llevo 7 años. I've been living here. Acordaros, cuando decimos llevo, it's I've been. Usamos el presente perfecto continuo. Llevo tantos años trabajando. I've been working. I've been living. I've been for 7 years and I still don't get it. And yesterday I had my, I'm just, vivo en otro mundo. I don't live in this world, I'm telling you. And yesterday I went for my checkup, revisión médica, checkup, a yearly checkup. Do you know another way to say this? I put it on Twitter yesterday. My physical.
Physical.
I went for a physical or a checkup yesterday, and the doctor says, how much do you weigh? I said, I have no idea. Because I don't really, even when I'm on a diet, I don't weigh myself. I look in the mirror and I say, okay, all right, it's got to go down. I don't weigh, because you have water weight. I don't weigh myself. And then he said, how tall are you? And I said, I have no idea. And this is because I've done commercials. I've had to give people my measurements before, but yeah, disaster. What a disaster. What a disaster. All right, well, Cello, are you ready to sing, dance, and have some fun today?
Yeah, but remember, it's my second anniversary.
That's why I'm asking, because today we're celebrating something very special. 2 years ago, yesterday, was it yesterday, the official day?
No. Yesterday.
2 years ago yesterday was Cello's first time with us here on the show. So today we're celebrating, and she's brought some stuff with her. You've brought some things with you. Now I don't know where the bag is. Aquí está la bolsa. Okay, now what? Can I open it? Can we open this up over here?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, let me grab my microphone and come over here. 1 second.
Wait.
And you put the little candle.
Okay. Look at this. Now this is a homemade cake, it looks like, over here. Okay. All right.
Chachi Piruli.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, wait, there's something to drink. Napkins. Cenota que es madre. You can tell you're a mother because you've got it all prepared.
Piensa en todo, Cielo. I forgot the knife.
Uh-oh. No, don't worry. We have knives upstairs.
Oh,
we'll
my God.
Now, what is this?
Sidra.
Sidra
el gaitero.
Oh, el gaitero. It's
y la
nice
trae fría.
Oh, my God.
My God. Nacho, tío, se te está saliendo la baba. Vas a cargarte ahí a la mesa, tío.
Pobre hombre.
He's drooling all over the table.
Ha traído
and,
dos,
and
madre
mía. And toothpicks. Bueno, acabo de tirarlos todos.
Palillos, traigo. yo te lo juro.
When you see the cake, you will understand what...
Okay, and then we've got a candle with the number 2 over here, because I'm 2 years old mentally.
You thought of everything,
I mean,
Cello.
Really, she, this, esto en inglés sería to pull out all the stops, hacer todo, hacerlo a lo grande, to pull out all the stops, and that's what you've done. So 2 years, Cello, tell us, what has it been like, 2 years being a part of the show with no name here with us? Tell us your experience.
It's been very short.
Very short, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. 2 years just flies by when you think about it. 2 years is just a flash. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm not very good at opening. Oh, yeah. It's tortilla.
Madre mía.
Oh, yeah. Nacho's hungry over there. All right. Well, this is good. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put it aside now. Lo voy a poner a un lado. Y en el primer descanso. Porque no puedo hacer dos cosas a la vez. So, hold on. Bueno, vamos aquí. Oh, could you? Yeah, thank you. Now, Nacho, ¿sabes lo que necesitamos aquí? Tenemos que hablar con corporate ahí o quien sea, the board of directors. And we have to get inalámbricos, some wireless microphones. Así puedo ir al baño. Así, ¿sabes? No tengo que estar aquí. I don't have to be restrained over here in this one little spot, you know? We could even go out on the street. Vamos a ir a la calle a entrevistar a gente.
It smells incredible.
It smells delicious. Yeah. It smells delectable. It smells great, to be honest with you. All right, well, Cello.
But you know what happens with things? Because I have cooked this omelette.
Okay, what happens?
I don't know. I think it's general... situation for everybody.
Okay.
When you cook at home for nobody but you,
mm-hmm.
you do everything very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. I have cooked this omelette for 100 or 200 times.
Yeah.
And it was okay. But now I needed to bring it here perfect and everything. It's not that good.
Oh, come on.
It's
now.
Not that good. No, no, no. It's
I
not
don't
that
believe
good.
You. I don't believe
I think we have to taste it.
I think you have to let us be the judges
yes.
of that one.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, during the break, we're going to light our candle. We'll prepare everything. And we'll celebrate 2 years of Cello coming and hanging out with us here and being a part of the show with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Cello. Well, great to have you here, as always. And we're going to introduce our other guest now. We've got
yes.
a guest now. She's just started coming recently. So, yeah, no sé cuándo es el tu primer año, pero it's hard to top this. A no ser que vengas con cerveza y pizzas and all that. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Beatriz.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Beatriz. How is everything?
Oh, fine, thank you.
All right. Glad to hear it. Now, I've prepared... Now, Beatriz works with, or she runs, Auto Evolución. Now, tell us what Auto Evolución is, just for people who don't know.
It's a system to work on oneself.
Okay.
You know, to take the best part of ourselves out. To work on our creativity.
Nice. Dale un totally native ahí. Porque la otra vez decía,
ay, creativity.
Decía, todo menos creativity.
You know, yesterday I was repeating myself. Creativity,
creativity, creativity, creativity, creativity. Well, it worked.
You remember? You remember the other time?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, I
it's
do.
It's like 15 times saying creativity. Oh my God. Will the audience excuse me?
That's how we learn, though. But that's how we learn, by making mistakes, you know? Mm. The only problem is when you don't get back up.
Yeah, but your patience is incredible. Thank you.
Patience.
Patience.
Oh! I got you.
Muy bueno, Nacho. Your right, patience. It's the same as creativity.
It's a common mistake. It's a common mistake. Don't you worry. Don't worry. Everybody. I make mistakes in English and Spanish and every other language I've ever spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Well, trapiche. I don't really speak any other languages. All right. Well, now the interesting thing is I've prepared one of my news stories over here about this new thing that was designed in New York to help you do what you said, be able to control your dreams. And very interesting. We'll take a look at it after. You tell me if you think it's a fraud or you think maybe this is something that could actually be interesting.
But we'll look at that. Dreams sounds.
Well, you should be able to. We're allowed to control our thoughts. Right?
Yeah, you can control your dreams. Yes, what they call the lucid dreams. You can control them.
This is exactly what this talks about. But we'll look at that after. I don't want to get into it yet. Tell everybody your website and all that information.
My website is autoevolucion.com, and they can go into there and you can study from your home a method to work on yourself and to improve yourself, every area of your life that you want to improve.
Now, do you think there's an age when it's too late? Like someone's like 80 years old and they're like, you know what, I want to improve now. And you're like,
you know that I have a student really with 65 years old, 68 years old.
Students who are 65.
Who are 65 and students who are 22. I mean, you know, to improve ourselves is not a question of age. It's a question of attitude.
Well, I guess, but if you're like 99, what are you improving yourself for?
But you know.
I don't know. I'm just being playing devil's advocate over here.
You know, the other day, one of my students, that she's like, I think she's like 65 or something like that.
Okay.
And she's starting a new business.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 65, you know, and her relatives, they are thinking like, what are you doing? You're 65.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. Everybody, we are finishing all our stuff and you're starting something new, but she's not so energetic and she's so happy. She's doing things all the time and I have to do this and I have to do that.
She's a busybody.
Yeah. And now she's, you know, and she told me the other day, I'm really happy because, you know, I'm starting something new and it's a challenge every day and I learn things every day and that's an attitude.
Well, I guess you're right because we have over here, every time I go to an event, the book fair or whatever, and I meet some of our listeners, I meet people who are 16, young students are like, I love English, I'm really learning a lot. And I meet people who are like 85, and they're like, I don't need it, but I like it because it keeps my mind active.
That's it.
They say, I don't need it, I'm retired, I've been retired for 20 years. But they say, you know what, I enjoy it because, well, I'm entertained and I learn some new things every day. So it's about keeping yourself and your mind active.
But that's what creativity means.
Now you're showing off.
Means that if you are alive here in this planet, why don't, you know, do the best of yourself to have a...
To give them the best of yourself.
To give the best of yourself and to have the great time you can have.
I always say it this. My philosophy is very simple with that. My philosophy is if you're not going to do it 110%, don't even get out of bed.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel. Like if you're not going to do something 110%, you're wasting your own time.
Yes.
Really.
Yes.
Just stay in bed. Watch a movie. You know what I mean? Make some popcorn. Watch a movie. You know?
So that's it.
You got to give it all. You've got to. And if not, well, then you got to make a change. If you're not, you know what I mean? That's really the idea there. All right. Well, we've got a lot. I'm sure you got some dreams. People are sending us their dreams. I've got some coming in that I'll let you take because I'm not going to read them all in the air. This way you can decide which ones we're going to look at. But let's take a look at a couple comments here on Twitter. Let's see. Where are we over here? Maggie Left. I know that you know her. She said, okay, well, I won't read the dream. This way you can take care of that during the break. But she says, hello, hello. Today we can enjoy again with Auto Evolucion. Now, we don't put enjoy with, right? We say, today we can enjoy enjoy. Es raro esta frase. Today we're going to have a good time with Auto Evolución at Show With No Name with Alberto Alonso. Yes, I'm loving it. Do, 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 do. Vita Nota says, let's get the dream on the road.
That's it. Vita Nota. Tú sí que sabes.
You of course, know. Tú sí. No. Marvin says, good morning, dreamers. Quote of the day. Now, Marvin sends us a quote every day, which is very nice. He says, give it everything you've got every single day. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. Construye una puerta. Because we say opportunity knocks. Tocan la puerta. So he said, give it all you've got every day. And if opportunity doesn't knock, we'll build a door. I love it. Me encanta, tío. Salud Spot started following me. What's up? How are you? Maggie Left says, Galileo Galilei, just in front of my house. I'll be there singing with you. Great. Good stuff, Maggie. Veronica says, good morning, AA Cello and T-Force. I have reached a conclusion. You have to be American to get a real yee-haw. You guys want to try it? Try it, because we're convinced that only if you were born in the United States can you make this sound. Now, I'd like to prove it wrong, but right now, okay. So let's try. I'm going to do it, and then you guys try it. Ready? What? Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Nacho, qué? Say, not bad, not bad.
Nacho me ha dado
impressive. Impressive. Nacho te ha dado un almost totally native. Un partially native. All right, Cello, give us a yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
What? You know, these girls are really good over here.
Yeehaw.
There's, and that's Redneck Rodney, el cateto Rodney, que viene con nosotros todos los viernes al programa TGIF at 3:30. Don't miss it. Let's see, what else? Isabel says, hi, Alberto, listening to the show with no name right now. Some days without listening to you. Sorry, I'm back. All right, Isabel, I'll forgive you. Te perdono. This time. Imanol me empezó a seguir. Imanol, buenas. Welcome aboard. Come on in. Isabel says, hi again. How many days are you going to be at the book fair in Madrid? I'd like to see you there. I'll just be there for 2 hours next. I think it's this Sunday. I think this Sunday at 12 o'clock. But I'll confirm all that with you. I will. I'll check into it. I'll be there just once. I'm only going to make one appearance this year because I value my weekends too much. But I did want to take some time to go out there and meet you guys and hang out. So I believe I'll confirm it with you. It's this Sunday at 12 o'clock at Retiro.
But Vaughan has a caseta there? Or?
I believe so. But again, I don't even know what time I'm supposed to be there, so don't ask me.
Okay. But you're going to be there in the Vaughan caseta or in another one?
How
do you say caseta in English?
Caseta would be a stand.
Stand, okay.
Totally
okay.
Native para Cello, por favor.
Totally native.
To be honest, I don't have the information. Está todo en la página web, de todas formas. Grupo Vaughan, tienen el horario cuando está Richard, cuando está toda la peña. So check it out, but I'm pretty sure that I'm there this Sunday coming up from 12 to 2 o'clock. So come hang out. Mm-hmm. With your hangover, con la resaca y todo. Vamos. All right. Sí, la noche anterior voy a ver Metallica. A ver cómo voy a estar.
So, is you the one who's going to have
a hangover? Yeah, but I have sunglasses and I'll be fine. Sunglasses and a bottle of water and you're set. The postman says, good morning to everyone. AA, stop, man. Don't be so cruel. Cello, I can smell that omelet in my mind.
No, you are not.
With
you
little tacos of chorizo.
There you go. And then he says, I'm dreaming with it. ¿Eso es correcto?
No, about it.
Yeah, muy bien. I'm dreaming of it or about it. Gogi says, good morning, AA Beatriz and the outstanding DJs behind the wall. Congratulations to the Queen Cello. God save Cello.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
All right, well, we've got to go to a commercial break.
It's not still my jubilee.
There you go. All right, well, can you guys help me out? ¿Me echáis una mano?
Oh, yes.
All right, when we go to a commercial break, we say...
stick around.
That's right, so help me out. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name. Don't even think of going anywhere.
Stick around!
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
The Show With No Name!
That's right, with your favorite DJ in the world.
Nacho Macho Man.
Yeah, there he is, Nacho Man in the house. All right, well, we've got a lot of stuff to cover today. It is a busy, busy day. And, well, remember, I was telling you about this new invention. So let's take a look at it with today's news report. And can you help me out, Mitch? Do you remember what we say here?
Let's get the show on the road.
Of course, that's what we say. You got it. All right, on the count of three, we say Nacho. And then we'll take a dramatic pause and we'll say, let's get this show on the road. One, two, three. Nacho,
let's get this show on the road.
That's right. News report. News report. Okay, well, this story is called Sci-Fi Sleep. Sci-Fi Sleep. And exactly what I was telling you about. It is a duo of developers, a duo, dos tios, from Brooklyn, New York, have built a sleeping mask designed to allow people to have lucid dreams that they can control. Now, you're thinking, sounds like something out of Star Trek or something like this. Well, it's the first of its kind.
Not for me.
I think this is the first of its kind, though. I don't think this has been invented.
No. Not for me. In lucid dreams, you can have lucid dreams without a mask.
Well, but this is the first time with the mask, is
okay,
what I'm saying.
Okay. That's okay. It.
This is like sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. Like, put on this mask, and you can dream whatever you want. It sounds like, ¿cómo se llama esta? Inception.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the movie Inception, que no lo he visto, pero es lo que dice aquí en el artículo. So what happens is, it looks like a standard sleeping mask. You know these sleeping masks that people use? They just put them on. This looks like a normal mask there that goes over your eyes. And it's called Remy.
The ones in the plane.
Exactly. You got it. And it's called Remy. Remy. Rapid eye movement, EE. Remy. All right. And what it does, it's basically, it's supposed to help steer, manejar o conducir, the sleeper into lucid dreaming by making the brain aware, consciente, that it's dreaming. Because a lot of times you wake up like, was I dreaming? Was that real? Like, but this supposedly, in the middle of a dream, lets you realize that. And then, so let's look at it. Now, these guys, Duncan Fraser and Steve McGinnon, they're both 30-year-old guys, tienen 30 años, and they started this company. And they started it on a website. They used a website called Kickstarter. Now, a Kickstarter is lo que haces con una moto. So it's como arranca algo. So they help businesses get off the ground. And their goal was to raise $35,000. They raised $572,891. So they raised more money than what they had initially, because people were like, wait, I like this idea. And a lot of people invested. In fact, in 1 week, 6,550 people pledged, prometieron, or donaron, $572,891. Okay, casi 600 mil dólares. Now, how does it work? That's the question. Sounds really good. A mask. How can a mask do this? Well, basically, the inside of the sleeping mask features a series of LED lights. Nosotros no decimos LED como vosotros. LED, we say. No decimos como VIP. We say VIP. And basically, they're not very bright. They're light lights. So they're not meant to wake you up. They're just meant to
make you aware.
Yeah, to make you aware. Exactly. To say, well, something's happening. But it's not strong enough to say, oh, wait, what just happened? And wake you out of that sleep. Now, what happens is, it says the brain registers these. And what they do is you program it to do a certain sequence. Okay, now what they decided to do is to not make the eye mask very bulky, muy grande. They decided that you can do it via the internet. So they have a website where you can go there and you can program. I guess you can choose what I haven't been to it. I haven't taken a look. But as you know, there are two stages of sleep. Really, there's non-REM. Mm-hmm. And REM.
And REM.
Yeah. Rapid eye movement. And in REM is when we dream, right? When we can have these lucid dreams, when most dreaming occurs in REM. But the thing is, they're mostly REM happens mostly towards the morning when it's time to wake up, when we're in a deep sleep. Is this correct?
No, if you're an REM, you're not in deep sleep. It's okay. Just the opposite.
Oh, okay, okay. So it's a not. Okay, there you go. See? Okay. So what happens is it apparently notices these little flashes and it enters the dream. So what happens is, you're playing a game of golf in your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you see a pattern of red lights flashing in the distance. Because the pattern's in a particular sequence, well, it would signal that you're dreaming. And what happens is, once you realize you're in that dream, then you can decide what happens next.
Yes.
Well, that's where you say, okay, well, I'm going to be the winner of this golf game. No, in fact, I feel like playing golf in Australia. I'm going to fly to Australia right now and finish the game there. So I don't know. But the question is, does it work?
Well, lucid dreams, of course they work. I don't know if that mask works, but lucid dreams, you can do that. If you are aware, if you can, wake up, entre comillas, in the middle of a dream, you can decide whether to go one place to another.
Sure.
For example, if I wake up in one of my dreams, inside a dream, to be sure that I'm in a dream, I decide to say, okay, if I'm dreaming, I want here to have, for example, swimming pool, and the swimming pool appears.
Okay, gotcha. That's it. Sure, sure.
So, for example, for me, is the way I can know that I am in a
lucid
dream. Yeah,
because you can make things that happen that couldn't happen in reality.
Yes. For example, if I am normally, I can say that I'm in a lucid dream when suddenly I'm in a dream and I say, okay, that can't be true.
Right, right.
Okay?
You have like this realization inside of the
that
dream.
That can be true. So that must be a dream. So I decide something inside the dream and I can say, okay, if I am a lucid dream, I want now a tree in the middle of a scene.
And it happens.
And it happens. Yes.
There it is, magically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you realize you're dreaming, then you can say, okay, now it's whatever I want.
Yeah, that's it.
And, well, this guy, now the question is, the people are saying it works.
I would love to try one of those.
It's only 100 euros. Oh, you can get one for 100 euros.
I think the mask doesn't work for blind people.
Yeah, and that was a question I had too, Cello. I wonder if it would have the same, because of course you have to see the flashes of light. Well, or your brain has to capture those.
Yeah, but for me, to have Cello here, I never had the opportunity to speak with someone who is blind,
mm-hmm.
about their dreams. I mean, in what terms do you dream? In terms of a smell or in terms of what?
No.
Or in terms of...
I think I dream... some people ask me if I dream in colors.
Sure, sure.
Ah.
And it's very difficult for me to answer this question because I don't know.
And that's right. It.
Mm. I don't know. I dream as I imagine things.
Sure, okay. Sure. So your imagination kind of...
or something that I've touched.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because information comes from
all the senses, yeah.
From all the senses.
Sure, sure.
So I dream movement, but according to my imagination.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. So if you were in a pool, if you're in a pool in your dream, from being in a pool... You'll know what it feels like.
Yeah.
Being in that water, feeling
that
water.
Yeah, I think I experienced the cold of the water, or the warmth of the water.
Sure.
And
the movement of the waves, for
example. Yeah, and the walls of the swimming pool,
mm-hmm. Sure.
The edges or whatever. I dream with all my senses, except sight, of course.
Yeah.
I would love to see... One dream of a blind person. I would love to see
to experience
to experience what they experience. Would
absolutely.
Be great.
Unfortunately, I don't remember any of my dreams, but
right. It's interesting. I was curious too when I was preparing the article about it. Well, this guy says that this thing works. Now he uses it several times a week. It doesn't work every time, but it works most of the time. Is what they've said.
I think they could try with sounds.
That's a good idea, too. Maybe sounds that... Basically, what it has to do is tell the brain, send the brain a message.
But you know that you can program this? You can program yourself?
Yeah, of course.
To wake up in the middle of the dream. I learned to do it that way.
No.
It's not so difficult. You know, like 20 years ago, I read a book of an American author.
Okay.
I don't remember now the name. The only thing that the instruction that he gives is program your mind to wake up in if you want.
Right.
To have a lucid dream, to wake up in the middle of a dream.
Okay. I mean,
And do something to see, decide something inside a dream, the way I just told you, no?
Sure, sure.
And I started to do it and it worked.
Yeah, incredible. You don't know.
It worked.
This is the interesting thing too. I mean, it has to do with all this power of our mind, how strong our mind is and our imagination and all this. That I think they say we use like 10% of our mind, of our brain's capabilities.
But
really,
it's not exactly that. Exactly, you have your conscious mind is a 5% of the power of the mind, but your unconscious mind is the only 95%. That doesn't mean that you don't use the 95%, but your 95%, you're not aware of how it's. The things I are doing all the time.
I live in the subconscious. Yeah. I don't live in reality. I don't like it. Reality is boring for me. Yeah. It's true.
No, but it's like the engine. The engine is in that 95%, but the steering wheel is in that 5%.
Sure,
understand?
Sure.
So
yeah.
Your conscience is, you know, the steering wheel of the rest of the machinery.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But you know what? To my students in Autoevolution, I always tell them that lucid dreams are very fantastic, but really your dreams are messages that your higher self is sending to you.
Okay.
When you try to manipulate a dream, you are missing that message.
Sure, sure.
You are interrupting your higher self, whatever is telling you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it's good to do it, but not all the time, because it's important that your higher self is all the time giving you information to improve yourself and your life.
Right, like everything, equilibrium, a little bit of balance.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't want to be like, okay, now I'm going to just control my dreams. And then it's like, okay, well, now your dreams aren't what you were originally thinking anymore.
Yes,
because you've manipulated them so much.
Mm-hmm. So you can manipulate it sometimes, but you have to give your dreams and your higher self the opportunity to use that window.
Right.
Yeah? That absolutely. Window, that dreams are windows where that information is reached to you.
All right. Well, there it is. Well, if you want to check it out, are you curious or what? Do you think you're
I'm very curious.
I knew you would be. That's why I chose the article. I said,
thank you.
I said, y las expresiones, this would be right up Bea's alley.
Right up Bea's alley.
Yes. Callejón.
Totalmente.
So, me has pillado total. So there, and when you get it, you have to tell me about it. I want to know if it works. I'm curious mm-hmm. to see if these pulsations can really wake you, as you said, in the middle of the dream
and say,
I'm on the golf course, but I'm losing. I'm going to win now. You know, yes. For example. All right. Well, we've got a few minutes. Let's take a look. We've got a dream. I know some of you have sent us your dreams. And now Beatriz is going to tell us what it means. What have we got over
okay,
here?
Okay. I have one. Would you explain? That's a question. Mm. What pattern an ex could be in my dreams? I often used to dream with him in the past. Okay. When you are with someone, you feel in a determinado?
Determined.
In a determined way, mm-hmm. okay? And you have a pattern, you have a rule, okay? Mm-hmm. So when you say that a guy make me feel that way, it's that when you make you feel yourself that way. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for example, let's say that you are my boyfriend.
Okay.
And you make me feel in one way.
Okay, make me feel a certain way. Yeah.
In a certain way, mm-hmm. for example. You make me doubt of myself.
Doubt myself.
Mm-hmm. 15 years later, mm-hmm. I'm starting to doubt of myself.
Doubt, seen of.
Okay, mm-hmm. doubt myself.
Sir.
So in a dream, I will put the role, mm-hmm. the emit role mm-hmm. in the boy that make me feel that way. You understand?
Okay, not 100%.
Okay, it's like, how do you say that?
Or maybe give us an example, too. Of
In dreams, you put a role of somebody who also doubts of yourself, and you feel bad about it. That's the way the dream represents the two poles of the dream, the mission and the perception of it.
Okay, all right. Okay? This is difficult stuff for me.
No, it's very easy. For example, it's my Alberto, internal Alberto.
Okay.
I'm thinking
so
about
every time you feel this feeling, you associate it with me.
Okay, yep. That's it. Okay. You are the association of someone who's doubting me.
Okay, so if I feel like someone's doubting me at work, mm-hmm. and you were one of the first people who doubted me, or I was one of the first people who doubted mm-hmm. you will associate me with that feeling of doubt.
And in the dream, you cannot do the two roles.
Right, right.
Okay, so someone that represents that pattern is representing the role in your dream.
Okay,
you understand?
I see, all right.
So
all right.
If you are in a moment, for example, for the other day, a friend called me and I said, okay, why am I all the time dreaming about that ex? That ex was terrible because he left me mm-hmm. because he didn't like that I was putting on weight.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, and I told her, well, now you're feeling like you're putting on weight and you don't like yourself?
Right.
And so she said, yes. Okay, that's him.
Go. That's why he's showed up in this dream.
Okay, because you're doing the same that he did to you in right. the past. And you're feeling the same way that he made you feel.
Right, right. It's yeah. pretty deep stuff. It's not that you're not explaining it. It's just that I'm, wow.
No, the thing is that in the patterns you have inside, you have the masculine patterns, how you project in the world.
Okay.
And the feminine is how you receive the world.
Okay.
But every time you're for example, you're thinking something, mm-hmm. you feel in a determined way.
You feel a sinel in.
Okay.
Yeah, to doubt, sin of, y feel, sin in.
Le meto todo, ¿eh? El out, el in, el feel, y el todo.
Por eso estoy yo. That's why I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Alberto. So, but in a dream, you need all your aspects of your personality, you need to have a role player.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
So, if you know that someone, if your unconscious know that someone did to you that in the past,
right.
he will extract from your memories
okay.
the person who's doing...
Who you associate that feeling
that
with.
That is. You understand?
Interesting stuff. Yeah. It took me a while. Tardé un poco. Estoy medio dormido
no,
también.
No, pero es perfecto.
Es profundo. This is deep stuff.
So, for example, if you have an ex in a dream, mm-hmm. you have to write down what is the pattern of that ex.
Okay.
Okay.
How that person made you feel. What kind of...
Okay. Mm-hmm. If it was good for you, if it was mm-hmm. bad for you, if it criticized you, if it helped you.
Right.
Or for example, you need help or mm-hmm. in this moment you're helping yourself, you know, accurate way. Mm-hmm. You will dream of someone who's done that for you
right.
in the real life.
There you go.
So it's not about him. Mm-hmm. It's about what him is representing
what,
to
what
you.
What he made you feel or what that person represented in your life.
That's it.
There we go. Interesting stuff. Cool.
For example, if someone is taking a lot of care of me, if, for example, my friend Maggie is in my dream, I know that I'm taking care of me.
Okay.
You understand?
I see. Yeah, because she represents that to
that
you.
That she represents that
gotcha,
to me.
Gotcha.
But if I think that an ex that didn't like me and, you know, forced me
or treated you bad
is in my dreams because I'm treating myself badly.
There you go. So your past comes to haunt you.
Yeah, all the time.
Sure. All right. Well, we've got to go to a commercial break. Tenemos que ir a publicidad. But we've still got another half of the show left. Tons of stuff still to come. We've got Name That Lyric, Famous Birthdays, blah, 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 and tons of stuff still to come on the show with No Name 2.0. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere.
Stick around!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
the show with no name.
Yeah, that's right. It's the show with no name. Yeah, we've decided not to give it a name because it doesn't need a name. You can't give it a name. All right, well, let's take a look. I want to take a look at another dream sequence over here. So who have we got here?
Okay.
First of all, let me just say, we've got a lot of interesting dreams, but because of time, we can't answer them.
Yes.
But I'm telling you guys dream some interesting stuff, man.
Yes, for example, I have another one. I dreamed I was in Alcatraz trying to escape because I was innocent. Okay.
That girl.
No, I think that girl, in the moment that she had that dream, mm-hmm. She was feeling guilty for something.
Okay.
But that's why she was in Alcatraz. She was blocking herself.
Sure, okay.
Or locking herself in a situation. Mm-hmm. The dream is telling her, okay, you're innocent.
Right.
You know, don't block yourself.
Yeah.
Don't
put yourself behind bars.
That's it.
Sure.
No, you have to free yourself.
So she felt guilty about something that maybe she shouldn't feel guilty about.
That's it. That's
okay.
it. The dream is in, okay, you're innocent.
Right.
You know,
right.
Don't block yourself. No te metas en una cárcel.
Yeah. Don't put yourself behind bars or don't.
Yes, that's
well,
it.
Well, yeah, that's okay.
And
yeah.
I have another one here that's beautiful. I dream I was. There was a big rip in my favorite leather jacket.
A big rip. A rip, ¿cómo se dice? Para
rip es un roto.
Un roto.
A un roto, okay? But I didn't know how it happened.
Okay. ¿Cómo
ocurrió?
Un desgarrón, parece.
Un desgarrón, sí.
Okay.
Well, fíjate, this is literal. Your pattern, a jacket is a pattern. A pattern of how you project yourself in your outside, in the world, okay?
Okay.
So that girl... she likes to project herself in a certain way.
Okay.
Okay. At the time that she had that dream, she had a rip on this type of how she projects herself.
Herself.
Something happened.
Okay.
And she did something different. She broke her pattern.
Okay.
Okay. Hmm? But she didn't realize that she did it.
Okay. So, yeah, something happened. That broke her pattern, and she said, wait a second, what happened?
Yes, that's not what normally I do. That's the way, for example, I'm going to put an example. Imagine that...
Give you an example.
I give you an example. Imagine that I like to be very positive.
Okay.
Okay? And that's the way that normally is my favorite way of showing myself.
Okay.
Okay?
Your
leather jacket, favorite leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, something happened that I start to be very negative.
All right.
A pessimist.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened, broke my my pattern. Okay.
Right. Okay.
You understand?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, because if you know where it comes from, then you can identify what you did out of the normal.
Yeah,
right?
But that girl didn't know what por qué.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
Sabes, no identificado.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I could tell
her.
See,
this one's easier for me. Esta la entiendo mejor.
Eso es más. So that what I could tell her. Well, you can think what had happened. In those days that she had that dream.
Right, reflect back and say, what have I done differently?
What I've done differently.
In my image and the way I project myself.
And normally, it can be, I want her to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
It can be because someone has, or a situation, or someone has made her doing the things different. I mean, la influencia de alguien, ¿no?
Yeah, or someone's influence.
Someone's influence or a situation's influence.
Okay.
Can break your pattern.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
And there's a thing I want to finish this. Someone has written here, mm-hmm. I've learned a lot of my mistakes, and I'm thinking of making a few more.
So, I learned a lot from my mistakes.
From my mistakes. Okay. I'm thinking of making a few more.
Okay.
That's something that, you know, every time I hear that, you know, I just put myself, you know, ill.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Buena enferma. Because people all the time say, I'm learning from my mistakes.
People always say, all the time. No podemos decir.
Okay, from my mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So you are calling yourself to construct a pattern that you only learn if you do mistakes. But you
make mistakes.
You make mistakes. Okay, thank you. But you can learn for a lot of things. You can help for a good example.
Mm.
Even you can learn if you... If you make aciertos, no.
If you guess.
Okay.
If you guess. Or if you're right.
If you're right. If you look at somebody, a model, a role model, mm-hmm. that you see, okay, this guy has done things well, I can emulate him.
Sure. Yeah.
And
I agree. I learn from everything, negative, positive, and everything in between.
That's it. But the people that all the time, for example, here, I'm thinking of making a few more mistakes. I mean, why don't you think of learning in a different way, sure. that you don't have to make mistakes all the time.
Sure, sure. Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. I mean, mm-hmm. you learn from, you're going to make mistakes because it's human nature. So they're going to come.
Yeah,
don't worry.
But it hasn't, no tiene que ser lo único que te enseñe.
Sure, of course, okay. of course. Yeah, that would, if you only learn from mistakes, you make a lot of freaking mistakes.
Yes, because you are making your pattern very strong of making mistakes all the time.
Sure, sure.
You're constructive.
I don't make mistakes. It's great. All right, well, we need to go to a commercial break, but we've got another half an hour still to come of the show with no name. Are you ladies having fun? Are you having a good time?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're celebrating second anniversary over here. Quizás hacemos un rap, no? Cuando volvemos, we'll do a little second anniversary rap. Are you want to rap with me, Chelo?
I would like to, but...
Oh, come on. Let's do it. We'll think about it. We'll talk during the break. But yeah, and I see a lot of you guys know, muchos sabéis el name that lyric, pero yo no oigo el teléfono. I don't hear the phone ringing at all either. And Chelo wants to sing.
Yeah, but I don't know the...
I think we don't know that.
I'll teach you. Don't worry.
You'll teach us.
You guys are hesitant. So we do those. Right? You got to say yes to everything.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, there you okay. go. It's like, I don't know if I'm going to rap. I don't know if I want to. Just say yes. It feels better. All right. Well, we're going to
we
a commercial.
Follow you.
Do you trust me?
Uh-oh. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
All right. Good, good.
We do trust you.
All right. Well, we're going to a commercial break, but we'll be back with the final half an hour of the show with no name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around! Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
The Show with No Name.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's The Show with No Name 2.0. And I can't believe it. Time is just flying by over here. I mean, seriously, what's going on? Nacho, quiero otra hora. ¿Me pones otra hora? Habla con Drew, dice. O con Richard. No, no, no quiero venir antes.
No. Puedes negociar con la tortilla y la...
There we go.
Y
there
la
we
sidra
go.
Que tenemos aquí.
Eso se llama en inglés bargaining power, poder de regateo. Que si tienes algo que quieren, you have bargaining power. And it's very important to have that. All right, well, we're here on the show with No Name 2.0. And I'm here with Chelo and Beatriz. And we're talking about dreams. We're talking about earthquakes. We're talking about video games and everything else. Todo lo que surja over here, because this is the kind of show it is. It's a variety show. All right, well, I'm going to polish off this tortilla over here, and we're going to take a look at a couple dreams over here. What have you got for us, Bea?
And I have one que dice, in Spanish, por eso lo leo en español. Yo mezclo situaciones reales en sitios cruzados y gente de antes con aspecto de ahora. The people from... Gente de antes, ¿cómo lo dirías? People from...
Before.
Or from before, mm-hmm. with an aspect of now. Okay.
Okay.
This guy, when you dream, people in dreams represent the patterns that we share, as we told before.
Mm-hmm.
But if in that role player, in this case, he thinks that he's changed things, but it's not true. I mean, you understand?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's performing the same pattern of before, but with another aspect.
Okay.
Es el mismo patrón que solía tener, pero le ha hecho, digamos que lo ha cambiado un poco.
Yeah, he doctored it up a little bit.
Exactamente.
Okay. All right.
That's this one.
Okay.
And there's another one. This one. I was missing 4 teeth, but afterwards I realized I had actually all of them back ¿sabes? Mm-hmm. And I was extremely happy.
Okay, so yeah, it was like the teeth were gone and then they were back.
Yes.
Okay.
When you lose teeth, it's because you are extremely autocritica.
Yeah, you critique yourself.
You critique yourself, mm-hmm. so you lose the strength. And the teeth is the strength that to have. And how you, you use the teeth to eat.
Okay.
Para alimentarte, okay? And when you're extremely critical with yourself, you lose your power.
Okay.
Okay.
So you lose your teeth.
So you lose your teeth. Hmm. But that girl, she was missing 4 teeth, but she realized actually she had all of them back. So at that time that she had that dream, she's developing another pattern that she's being good to herself, no bad.
Okay.
You understand?
Right. Sure, sure.
So she's making a change in the way that she treats herself. That's a good dream.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I've dreamt that one before, about my teeth being out. I'm like, whoop, and then I'm like, oh, no, I got them.
Okay.
Like for a second they were gone, and I was like, oh, no.
But when you feel, for example, when you feel that you're or alone mm-hmm. or nobody takes care of you, mm-hmm. it's because you are not caring about you.
Okay, about yourself.
Mm-hmm. About yourself.
Sure,
that's
sure.
It.
That's a big problem of mine. I treat everybody good except myself.
Then why you do this?
I don't know. I'd have to go to a psychologist to tell me all that. And I don't have time for that.
I'll do it with a tortilla.
I don't think I want to know. Mejor hay algunas cosas mejor no saber.
No saberlas. and
all right, give us another one. One more.
Well, the last one. The other day I dreamed I was sitting as an examiner. Mm-hmm. Of student nurses sit in an exam. She was estaba examinando, vamos a ver si he entendido. Okay. Ella era una examinadora de unas enfermeras.
Okay.
Okay. So that girl, she's trying to curar herself.
To cure herself.
To cure herself, mm-hmm. a certain pattern.
Okay.
And she's examining herself if she's doing well. For example, okay. imagine that I have a bad pattern and I'm trying to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm examining myself if okay. I'm doing it well.
Right. So you're almost like watching yourself, not another group.
Yes. I'm observing myself. Am I doing well? So yeah. in the dream, she had the two roles. She's taking care of herself, mm-hmm. of an ill pattern that she has. And at the same time, she's observing herself if she's doing well.
To evolve.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good sign.
A good sign. Great. We've got some good news. The intriguing Drew Crosby up next with his show, Highways and Byways. I want to say thank you to my guests. Thank you very much, ladies, for being here.
Thank you, Alberto.
Thank you. And thank you, Nacho, Luis, and the rest of the crew. ¿En quién más está por ahí? Sergio. ¿Dónde está Spanglish? ¿Qué? ¿Ya no viene por aquí o qué pasa? Está en casa. Qué bien.
He's on holiday,
this guy.
May I say something?
Sure. You got about 2 seconds.
I have to cheer up my friend David, who lost his job yesterday.
Cheer up, David. Suerte. Ánimo. Y un abrazo muy fuerte. And pues nada, nos vamos. Thank you very much, listeners. And we'll be back tomorrow with more Show With No Name 2.0. I promise. Bye-bye.